It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh says it will open a Master of Science in Sustainable Engineering program this summer. The major will utilize what the school calls a system-based approach to help students identify and address complex environmental and socioeconomic problems. Co-director Eric Beckman says industry, government, and nonprofits are looking for the triple bottom line of social, environmental, and financial success. This week, the Tech Report turns farming on its edge. For some crops, vertical indoor farming is much more efficient than traditional farming. It uses 95% less water, there aren't any pests to worry about, and growing vertically means packing more produce into every square foot. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed tells us about a local startup that's trying to make the practice even more efficient with robots.
Pure Sky Farm CEO Austin Webb wears a black apron over his dress shirt as he serves samples to customers at the grand opening of the new Whole Foods Market in Upper St. Clair.
So this is micro and petite arugula that we have right here, covered in olive oil and lava salt. And we have our cilantro with the tortilla chip.
I will try the arugula.
So we grow indoors here in Pittsburgh. And so this was harvested this morning.
The greens and herbs Webb is offering were grown less than 10 miles away inside an office building in Oakland. That's where Pure Sky Farm's parent company, Robotany, is headquartered. The Carnegie Mellon University spinoff develops robotics and data analytics for vertical indoor farming. The concept of vertical farming has been around for more than 100 years. The idea is to grow a lot more food with a lot less space, water, and waste. Plants are grown in trays that are stacked vertically, sometimes several stories tall.
The roots are hanging down below the trays, basically suspended in air, and then they get the nutrient-rich water, which replaces soil.
Every 10 minutes, the misters kick on for 2.5 seconds. Blue and red LEDs provide just the right color of light to optimize growth. As high-tech as all this sounds, it's fairly standard for the vertical farming industry. But Webb says there's still one part of the process ripe for automation.
So a lot of what you see out there is a lot of folks growing manually. If they're going 25 or 30 feet in the air, they're using ladders and scissor lifts to go up and get the plants.
Robotany is developing robots that do the work humans are currently doing, which Webb says is a huge space saver. At the Southside warehouse they're moving into this year, they won't need aisles wide enough for scissor lifts or even for people. They won't really even need humans to interact with the plants at all. Webb says this is the future of food production and envisions automated indoor farming increasingly supplementing traditional food supplies. But Tony Maija, Master of Sustainability at Chatham University's Eden Hall campus, says Robotany's technology doesn't directly address the biggest problem with current food systems.
We don't actually have a food shortage worldwide. It's not a supply issue, it's a distribution issue.
Maija says there's a gap in access to fresh, healthy food on both a global and local level. But he says urban agriculture, made greener and more efficient by companies like Robotany, does have a role to play.
It's finding ways to empower communities to be able to produce their own food at some level.
Webb says ideally, Robotany's technology could be used to bring fresh produce to food deserts. But the company is still in its infancy, and right now they're focused on scaling up production and bringing hyper-local produce to grocery store shelves. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.